Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorinda D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
My, we've been blessed one more time. We're here before you on an awesome Wednesday. It's been a blessing to someone to be able to wake up this morning, start on a journey, possibly as a dream that might be impossible. I am Dr. Lorinda D. Smith. This is Tell the Truth Prime Time. I am the co-host alongside the host with the most. And we're really excited because we're coming before you on a wonderful Wednesday on Tell the Truth Prime Time. Just focus on some of today's life challenges. So the title for tonight's show is Dream the Impossible Dream. And I just want you to think about that. Dream the impossible dream. Before we get to having a discussion, introduce the host with the most, because that's how it goes. Yeah, when you're in the spotlight, we gotta make it slam, make it do what it do. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in to WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one on Blog Talk Radio, and the call is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I can make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, your location. You can chat with the host along with Dr. Lorinda D. Smith. You also can go to the web link. Check us out on the web link. Just want to listen to the show. That's blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And you can email the show at LorinzaD15@gmail.com. You want to share some thoughts with us. You can tweet. We also have Twitter available, open for you to check us out. That's @Farrell, @WBSW Radio, @Zeta Phi Sigma_10, and @LorinzaD15. Then on Instagram, you can check us out. Our host with the most. You can check us out at Lisa F. Levine, LCSW, on with Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenwood number 10. We are partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And President Dr. Lorinda D. Smith. Those are ways you can connect with us. We're really excited about you having an opportunity. Now, we're being broadcast by Zoom, so if you're in one of the social networks, you can see us in the background. You can see up on the television behind us. You got an opportunity to kind of be a part of it. Now, we did a Zoom link one show. Some people got very excited about it. They got overzealous. So we're still doing Zoom, but don't have it open to the public to be able to jump on. But we're working toward that because we have a procedure that we're going to be using. But once we come up with that to put it in place, we're going to make sure it happens. On-demand episodes that you want to be able to check out, you can go to Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Twitter, comments, Instagram, and to television, the Smith Production. Now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, because both of us we'll be operating Facebook, and you can check us out on facebook.com/LisaFarrell, as well as you want to check on LinkedIn, facebook.com/DLDalbertoSmith. We gave you all that information so you can be a part. One other thing I want you to do, if you get an opportunity, just go to Google search, type in WBC Radio, Blog Talk, and it'll take you to We're the Voice of the Smithway Production, and you'll be able to function, get all of the episodes that we had, because we're up to 594. I'm looking at it now, 594 episodes. So God has been so good to me. It's been a blessing to be able to have this voice and have an opportunity to get you to share your voice through this interactive platform. We want to share with you one more thing. That's making sure you register for our giveaway. And at the end of this week, which will be Thursday for us, we're going to be giving away that trip to Orlando. Right now it's 3 nights and 4 days. We take care of the hotel costs. You will take care of all the other amenities you want and your travel. And you can register at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, along with your name, send your name along with a means of transaction, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. And we will make sure that you in the raffle. And just I want to give away trips. I just ordered some more books for one of the authors that was here on the show about 2 Mondays ago. And also another author who was here about a month ago, I ordered some books from them. So we're going to be giving those books to you. It won't cost you nothing, but pretty much, I'm going to say it might be the penalty or it might be the shipping cost. That's all. We're going to pay for the book. So we're excited about giving you an opportunity. Now, I'm looking at my Instagram, and I'm noticing they said the internet is unstable at this time. But, you know, we're going to work through this because the devil will be working sometimes. But we're going to work harder than the devil because we got our Lord and Savior that's had his hands on this. It's not us by ourselves. Let me introduce an awesome host. I'll tell y'all, it's a blessing to have this young lady coming and leading the charge on Tell the Truth Primetime. Tales from the great state of Ohio. As far as you can travel up 71 before you ready to enter into Canada, that awesome place of Cleveland, Ohio. And many blue moons ago, she decided to move south down to the southern peninsula of Florida and start expanding her career, opening up our mini business, and she's a truly an awesome person. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She also owns 2 other businesses, and that is a business for her as well, and she's making it do what it do. So I'm excited to have her sitting beside me, and we're looking at each other to offer some interactive thoughts about dreams, the impossible dream. None other than truly Pam. She's Pam. Because Pam brought her to me, made sure that she brought it. Talked to my cousin up in Akron, Cleveland, Twinburg. That's Denise. How you doing,
Hello,
Denise? And we want to say thank you so much. None other than the host with the most, Lisa Farrell Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. When I hear your voice coming through that speaks like that, I know we're making it do what it do now. I'm really excited about that. So we want to kind of move forward, Lisa, in addressing just that title. When I talked about the title, and sometimes, you know, things are shared, and when it hit me, I said, let's go with this. And I said, let me put a format with it. But dream the impossible dream. And however you have your thought process about that, think about it. We all dream. But do we dream the impossible dream? Do we really believe that dream become true? And they say a dream is a subconscious state where you experience things while God is controlling your rest, as in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And what's so important about all we'll be talking in the 23rd Psalm is that he lies each and every one down in the green pasture, which is your bed or your place of rest. Because you know what he do then? He restores your soul. So dream the impossible dream. Lisa, you know, just being able to think about that for a second, something was the impossible dream. Because when things you think is impossible, if you trust in the Lord, he will make a way for you. So it became an impossible dream, connecting two people and bringing with our Lord and Savior, wrapping the triple cord to be one. So it became an impossible, it became a dream that at one time was impossible, but was made possible. So I thank the Lord. So we want to talk about that. So I thought it was important we take an opportunity. Before we do, let me give a shout out to some awesome individuals that's always joining us. Thank you so much. And if you're new, fine. We want to make sure. We give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS, President of Barbados Sorority Incorporated. And she's on the other end of that impossible dream. And that is my wife. She's joining us. And she makes a point to join us. Ms. Bush, EDS. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Shocker Blue Five, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we have We Are Family, Bama Blue and White, which is a member of the Blue and White family, combination of members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, the True Constitutional Bond Organization, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity together. And they are joined to be here to be a part of this. And there are many others joining us slowly. But we want to get this started because, you know, our time to get away from us because we're so excited about what we're doing. So, title being Dream the Impossible Dream. But I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to let Lisa jump in and share just being here. And I know she has some challenges throughout time to time. And I know she has some other that real personal she's dealing with, but God blessed us to be able to just come here to today, be a part of it. I want her to be able to just share her thoughts with us as an introduction speech for her.
My impossible dream, or
yes. You know, the floor is open for you.
Everybody, that's my. I want to fix everybody right now.
Okay, that. The possibility can happen.
Yeah, I was kind of kidding, but then I started thinking about it because it's very challenging right now. And this week has been really challenging. And the only thing I could attribute it was like the anniversary of when we locked down 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like, God, I wish I could fix or make things better. Maybe I am, maybe what I'm doing is tribute, but I think about I'm thinking, like, what is my, you know, what would I want to achieve? And I said, I'm pretty accomplished, and I was thinking, you can achieve your goals when you set them, and I feel like when you set your intention, you put it out there, you make it happen. I think a lot of people right now are feeling very defeated and safe or secure in their life, and they're concealed You know, and I think we, you know, we talked about this, like, you know, during that time when we were locked down, I just got my yoga teacher training. I did a number of trainings. I got licensed in 2 other states. You know, like, that's accomplishment to me. That's goals or dreams, I guess, that we set or that we have. But I think a lot of people don't think they can accomplish or achieve their dreams, right?
Right.
I know, I that's my take on it lately. Like, I feel like people just feel like they're stuck or not able to. But I think if you set your goals and long-term, short-term, what do you want? Like, what do you feel like? Some people say to me, I can't do this and I can't do that. You
can't.
If you say you
can't,
then you can't. Yeah, exactly. You won't. Why not happen right when you want it to? But you can. You can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. That's, I think that is how I read too. And I try to teach the kids, like, always pursue your passions. And, you know, theater, go try theater. You know, you should never want to go be a dancer. You want to be, you know, whatever it is. You want to be a football player, a baseball player. You know, you should never shatter everybody's dreams. I think that's too why things don't get accomplished. There are people that can get in the way, or your head gets in the way.
Exactly.
That's a huge part of it, but you should always try to set it. Say intention. I don't know, that word always comes to me. Setting it.
To be a coach, and played out athletics all my years, did some little to be a high school coach, and I offered an opportunity at the time I was hired. American assistant coach, first African American head basketball coach, if it's possible, turn it into a dream life. And as we was running that pretty much on Facebook and through our network and everything, I was talking about the other members, I looked back and I said, sometimes we take things that we do for granted. Some people may not really know. They may just know you as they see you, not knowing what you have put in to get there. Then the pleasure of leaving that place, and my dream was to be a head football coach. I had that opportunity. I went to a minority school that I had an opportunity to be head coach. Then God blessed me home, which is Montgomery. And when he blessed me to come back home, I came back. I was teaching social studies in a junior high school. And really, I wasn't interested in coaching because I had just 4 years of, well, 2 years of a head coach, and it was some major challenges. And, you know, you're like, well, man, it might not be what I want to do, but it's truly what I wanted to do. I tell everybody, and I always try to tell, I'm kind of mixing a couple of stories here. When I was 3 or 4 years back then, we had the block TV where you had the antenna on the top, you know, black and white TV. And I can remember my dad, when I was small, putting me in front of the TV, watching football, watching the NFL, because they only on one day a week. And watching things like the Baltimore Colts, the Green Bay Packers, the Cleveland Browns, and watching those, and I'm saying it because those teams are really the Los Angeles Rams. We have the Saints and the Cardinals. And I was just sitting there. I said, I'm gonna play the game. Right? I'm gonna play that game. Start of my years ago because I watched. It was an impossible dream to get the state championship as a coach. Then I had a chance to, after coaching at the high school, to come back to the junior and hired to be the first African American football coach of the varsity program here in Montgomery at Cloverdale High School, junior high school. So people think that's small, but that is not small. Because to be having an opportunity, that was my intent. I just believe that I loved whatever I could. I got to the point that I could be able to be an impact in young people's lives. So thinking about things like that, thinking about being an opportunity to be in a position to dream and have that dream come true, and then be placed in a position to be the first to do it. I know everybody said, why are you talking about that? Because it's important that you talk about history. Last month was Black History Month. And people, and it was so, you know, it was so amazing. I was sharing that youngest sister who recently initiated, I'm going to give a shout out to her, to Baker Lords Incorporated last Saturday. She was, now she's a new member of that Baker Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I was just talking, and she's been around me all my life. And she said, Big Bro, she said, I didn't realize that you were the first. She said, I went over there. Fact was that she said, I not realizing that the impact you have put on God has blessed you and be a trailblazer and be like, somebody, oh, that ain't nothing, you know. But you have to get in that position before you see nothing. So that's why I said, when you talk about dreaming an impossible dream, you don't know what direction they'll go, but God, once you turn it over to him, he'll put you where he wants you to be. When you talk about the word impossible dreams, Lisa, we got you said it, and that was, it's a belief or goal. Remember that, Lisa said goal. She talked about the things she was doing. That was her goal. Her goal during the pandemic, got a chance to do change my tax someone else. Because I was able to get a license in other areas. I was able to acquire other certifications. And then I took advantage of it because it was one of my goals. So think about the impossible dream being a goal that you have in life. Think about it. Is you, this is something I believe I can do, and I'm not going to stop till I'm able to do it. See, it's the thing that you think that's unattainable can be attainable for you. And if you pursue through high hopes, you know, you have the hope, I know I can do it. I got God to bless me to do that. So people that truly, as this title of this tonight's show is, dream the impossible dream.
Interesting. I'm going to interject. I'm taking like some other training right now. So one of them is on this mindful coaching. It's very, very interesting. And, you know, I already do coaching, but I wanted to take some classes in it, you know, so I'm a better person. And I mean, like I said, I already do it. You know, my coach came by last night, and it was interesting. We were talking, and he said, my dad, like, I don't know if you realize, you know, just my father, my grandfather, and I was talking about how, you know, something we were taught about giving up, you know, no matter what you said, and my dad was so honest, he's like, and I was like, so many situations of where he provides guidance, I don't even know if he realized, but who I am, I mean, as opposed to that, like, he very, you know, don't give up, you said, you're, you know, example, I really wanted a licensure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I struggled, you know, so once I set my mind that I'm going in, just in the year that I passed it, I got licensed in Ohio and then I did one thing and then I go back, and then when I got it, I'm like, oh, you know, this is awesome. It opened up a whole bunch of doors for me. But that one thing, I guess, now thinking about it, when I was talking to him last night, that I don't think you realize the impact. I think we have to be more impactful on people and thinking that, and you know, Sam, I'm lucky. When I talk about my family, we've had to just roll my patient. I never would have thought a million years, you know, even all my state license, I work with Kathy by, you know, building this practice now around dominant male, African American male. That's like become a primary focus for me. It's something I'm very passionate about. My yoga program is going to keep expanding. But any, you can do anything. Like that's you know, the mind caught. What do I say? Hashtag mindset.
Okay.
You know, and keeping people around, here's some other good advice. Do not keep negative people that are unhappy or stuff. And it was interesting, I was at the beach doing yoga, and this YouTube came on, and it was incredible, and I kind of saw some of the matters that people are right now. Other people, it turns into other things. Like, I'm very excited after break I'm going into one of my schools, and then they go in on Thursday before I go in to teach, and for 20 minutes they're going to Zoom me in all the class, and I'm just going to do like a mind flex, I'm going to do yoga. And it's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's something like I'm very excited about it. Michelle and I did it Valentine's Day at one time, I don't know, but you can edit the whole pool. So the guidance counselor, we're doing that. We did say, if some of my kids are like staying in the room and the heart, like the whole, like here, that they are teaching and showing. I guess the body was like some of it, but they know, my teaching, but I'm going to be doing that. And I'm hoping that maybe the other schools.
Sometimes some people are so short, I call them a session.
Yeah.
But others are playing this in your life for a lifetime. Their impact that you encounter. And I think about, well, as I shared the story earlier about the good friend of mine trying to, was talking to me and eventually talked me out of investing or even starting that business. And that was back in the 80s, so that was a long time ago. But since then, I'm seeing the fruits of labor of hearing what in my mind when things come about, I think about what that person would say. And I would say, let me do my pros and cons, and I will make that decision. Sometimes we can be influenced, manipulated by others unintentionally. We talk about following dreams. You know, it seems like it may not or become achievement. But you have to keep this in mind is that do what's right, just remember now to do, and be willing to go through hell. Listen to what I'm having to say. If that dream is for you, you go through hell. I can also relate it to the establishing and starting of this WBSW radio, the internet station, number one. I can remember having people close to me, the producer, criticize and say, you need not to do it. You shouldn't do it. And all the time they was doing it, not really focusing on him, but because of the lack of self-worth to believe that because this station or this network would start, would challenge them. And it was truly, I could have just said no, but it's something I always tell people, God bless me by lying me down and literally placing this while I'm resting in the green pasture. He said, go do it, young man. He said, I got you. And I always in 2000, go do it. And by going doing it, look where we are today. Sometimes you may have to go through hell to reach your ultimate goal. Sometimes, like Felicia said, I was in Ohio. I have a license, but I decided to make a move somewhere else. And since then, God has blessed me with so many other things. So when we're talking about the impossible dream, someone else may feel like it's impossible. But if you put your trust in our Lord and Savior, and he said, this is what I got for you because this is your blessing, it's no longer become impossible, but it becomes probable. And we have to always keep in mind. So when we talk about impossible dreams, we ask the question, do they really come true? Some people doubt that your impossible dream will come through, too. See, you have to give your impossible dream a go. I want you to remember that. It's you, in your mind, it's saying it's impossible. But you won't find out whether you can accomplish the goal of the belief until you give it a go. One thing about once you make your mind up, give it a go, it might not work in plan A. By life, you have plan B, a C, and a D. But it's not a plan or one that's better known as quitting, giving up. See, you don't have that shouldn't be in the plan where it wants to be successful. If you give it a go, you never know if it'll happen or not. You never know, you know, if you quit, you'll never know what's going to happen.
You'll never know. You might regret you.
If you give it a go, you might tend to see it through. And you can't be afraid of such challenges without that. Talk all about uncalculated risk. Okay? Start a business today. Find business plans together. Most of the research will tell you, for the first 5 years, you may not make a dime. You may actually lose money. That's when business fold within the first 2 years. People don't realize that. I don't care if you decide to do cosmetology, you decide to do something with hair, nails, or you try to start a radio station, or you're doing...
Well, you know, they say...
Yes, go ahead.
Mental health, they say, when you go into private practice, it takes like two to 5 years. Luckily, it didn't take 5 years, but I knew, but, you know, I had my pets. That's why I always had a pet sitting business, because when you work for agencies, we know how they pay you so well and how hard we work. I always held on to leases and leases just because it got me through a year-long transition.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try to share my story, or they're like, people are like, what do you do? I said, at one point, I was doing 4 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Working on private practice, 80s kids, pet sitting, the contracting with my agency, like I was doing multiple things, and it's motivation, you know, behind that. But, that's, you know, I pet sit as much. I have clients, but yeah, I can't like close that down just because it got me through. And it also gave me time to work on these other things,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when you're building a private practice or you're building a business, you have to know you got to put the work in.
Yeah.
If you don't put the work in, and I mean, I started with kids, just me, and then I got to, you know, get more schools. And then I met Michelle Carl, I love, who is my, I don't know where I am without her sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's saying I've done this to her so she can hear it, but, you know, she's become my second in charge, and we have, like, I think 5 teachers now.
Mm-hmm.
This school year was really challenging, but we will get through it, and next school year, hopefully, change is going on, and I think we're blessed that our schools, we all work together.
Exactly.
You know, I want to make work for everyone, so I'm I just want the kids to get what they need. So people are like, what did you do and how do you do it? If you knew, these kids is the hardest of all businesses.
Okay.
And it's such a great program, and I'm very proud of it. But it's a lot of work. And Michelle, you know, Scarlett, she stepped in. She takes care of a lot of things that I was doing. Just, you know, too much, but I had to learn. But her and I work so well together, and yeah, we're both achieving our goals that we need. turn into another. I didn't have like five other people working, or, you know, who knew? And I've met wonderful people. You know, I've met like such people through the school. So it, like I said, anything you set your mind to. And
it keeps setting my soul on fire. Whatever it is, it's gonna last. Oh.